Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this May the 18th on the West Coast, now May the 19th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on blogtalkradio.com. Well, there's a lot of news. I don't know that it's all that important. We're hearing rumors that the oil catastrophe, that's probably the best explanation we could give it or description, is being subsided somewhat. I don't think that has anything to do with cleaning it up. I think the big concern is slowing down the flow of oil. We've heard various conflicting data will say that the flow of oil is anywhere from 20,000 pounds of pressure, I guess, per square foot, up 75,000 pounds. And I remind you, the listeners, that it only takes a quart of motor oil to basically contaminate 200,000 gallons of water. So you do the calculations. There have been millions of gallons of oil that have spewed into the Gulf of Mexico. And because of the high benzene content, it threatens to kill anything that it comes into contact with in terms of the deep sea life. The focus has been on obfuscation, covering up the truth about what happened. It appears, all indications appear that it was sabotage, that in a sense it is financial warfare. And who's behind that? Well, you do your own estimation on the basis of what we've been telling you about who the corrupt corporations are around the world and the banksters and the stock brokers. And there certainly were some put options alluded to the day before this event occurred. Now, we are left with a massive cleanup that has to take place. And as has been mentioned on the show before, Dr. Mike Castle has a product that he developed some years ago that will pick this oil right up and it can be taken right out of the water as a solid and later extracted. But do the powers that be want to see a solution? Well, I think not. And unfortunately, we end up paying the price for that. Their goal right now is to just assess fines, and probably you'll see some lawsuits come about because people want to get their hands on money. And the oil cartels have lots of it. So we'll keep you posted as some veritable information comes out, some reliable information. And we'll also keep you posted as to whether or not we're able to get Dr. Castle's Amerihaz out there, at least to the people living along the shorelines of the southeast part of the United States, so that they can protect their land and we can stop the poisoning of the food that we eat from the sea. I guess that doesn't matter to these people. Well, we got other things that we want to talk about tonight, and I invited back a guest I had on twice last week. He is an environmental scientist. He is an herbalist, a historian, and a musician, and his name is Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Don. Great to be back. Thank you.
What have you been hearing about this? They're still calling it an oil spill, but we know that it's a blowout, really.
Well, it's a catastrophe, Don, just like you said.
Yeah. What have you heard outside of what I've mentioned? Anything worthwhile?
No, Don, I think you covered it all. But what does really hurt is how extensive and serious it is, and the damage and death toll with just the ocean life itself in the short-term and long-term effects. It's unbelievable that Dr. Castle has a great compound to soak this up. I hope to see it in action soon, because it's great to hear there is a solution. And again, pathetically sad that our government and these large corporations don't even care to at least clean it up. So that's curse them. That's all I can say, Don, because they have total disregard and clear, you know, malintent towards God's creation. And because of that, they curse themselves. And because of that, all the money in the world that they've stolen and accumulated isn't going to amount to nothing when their time comes and they got to kick that bucket. They can't take it with them. And unfortunately, at least I wish they could take a bunch of marshmallows with them, because they'll need a lifetime supply for eternity.
Yeah.
Where they're going. It's really disgusting. You know, every time I look at this flashlight, just shake it and you get some electricity done. It doesn't last long. It's a small magnet, small coil, but nonetheless, you're getting electricity free. Just shake it. Or those crank-up styles. And there you go, as far as the ability to generate electricity so simply and safely and in harmony with God's creation. No pollution generated at all. And
Go ahead.
You know, it's not even really realized by most people to this day. And, of course, suppressed by those that are well aware of it.
Yes. Yes, and that's a frequent topic on this show, especially when Jim Murray's
right
on the show. Of course, that's his expertise, power production. And from childhood, he was a student of Tesla, and he was very fortunate throughout his life to meet the right people to really learn his craft. And he actually began studying physics, but what he really became interested in was the various applications of electricity and alternative types of power.
Mm-hmm. And sure, that's all physics still.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But he specializes in that and does a lot of testing for various manufacturers and inventors. You know, he helps people bring stuff to the market.
Yeah, we need a lot of guys like that in this country, yeah, that are very creative, inventive, intelligent, understand this approach to energy production, so that we can finally get off this primitive oil technology. So primitive. I mean, my dear God, it is unbelievably primitive.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're getting all kinds of reports. I'm getting IMs from all over the place. I hear McCain, John Sidney McCain III, a.k.a. McCann, is losing.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, Don, let me tell you something. Spectre lost, right? You hear that one?
I heard he was losing a couple of hours ago.
It looks like he lost.
My goodness. I was listening to Drew Rain's show today, and he had as his guest Colorado Al, and Al calls him Senator Sphincter.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
Yeah, he's good for that. He's an excellent, excellent guy. Nazi Pelosi from Colorado Al, and it was Pelosi, I think, from Alan Stang. So I merged the two into Nazi Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
And It's hilarious. You can make fun of these stooges and traitors and racketeers all day long. They're so pathetic. But this is great news. I mean, way to go, Pennsylvania, and hopefully soon down in Arizona with McCann Kane.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. This is very, very promising. And this is what we've been waiting for. This is the efforts that yourself, Don, and all your associates out there doing the same thing day in, day out, trying to get the news out to the people and the great networks like BBS. This is the fruit of that labor, starting the show. I mean, that's big. Not only the Massachusetts guys got rid of Ted Kennedy, let's not forget that one too. Or rather, the replacement for Ted Kennedy.
Yeah.
Another Democrat.
Yeah.
That should have been a shoe in.
Isn't it interesting how quickly he passed after he got a visit, a personal visit from the short-legged Mac Daddy? You know, that seems to be a recurring theme.
Yeah, you got me thinking there, Don.
Yeah.
It could be, this guy's got the evil eye.
Yeah. I think you saw, well, we're talking about politicians. I don't know how many, do you know how many are actually up for re-election right now?
No, sir, Don, I'm not really on top of that detail, but I am keeping posted and attentive to what's going on now because I'm really interested to see how much of effect the American people are at the grassroots level are going to have from here on out, and it's looking very promising already.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for the next big election already based on what I'm hearing now.
Well, you never know. Maybe this will result in a renewed vigor to reinitiate the 9/11 investigation and forget about commissions. You know.
Well, yeah. Let's have true independent commissions by the American people investigating. I'm all for that, but all these rigged committees and all that—that's all obviously. I mean, who was the first guy that the Bush administration wanted to select to run the investigation committee on 9/11? Heinz Kissinger himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious. But a true independent one, no question about it. And there's more than one. Why just one, right, Don? There's a lot of smart people in this country.
Yeah.
Let anybody that wants to pursue it have the ability to freely investigate and acquire all the facts and publish it, expose it. In video, audio form, and then we'll get this country back on track with real freedom, because if you can't have the true expression of ideas freely, and of course you filter out the nonsense ideas that obviously are destructive and totally negative, like burning the U.S. flag or anything stupid that doesn't, you know, it's a freedom that... you know, because we have free speech, for example, that we all go around cursing all day long. Some, you know, ridiculous stuff. But with the true free expression of thought, that's what makes a country so great, because the great ideas will finally emerge and then naturally they'll rise to the top like cream, establish themselves in some form. And then, next thing you know, civilization's advancing.
Wow, I'm getting more election updates. This is going to turn into the Evident Footprints election 2010.
Great.
Blanche Lincoln lost in Arkansas, but due to a third-party Democrat, there is a runoff. So,
is this another incumbent in jeopardy of losing the seat?
I suppose so.
Good.
There's a runoff taking place. I don't know who it's between, and really, I'm not going to get into that tonight. I'd rather tackle this after I have the results in front of me.
Sure. You know, I mean, that's going to be a lot of fun.
The whole thing. But, everybody wants me to know what's going on here.
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, this is really good news. If McCain loses, wow. You know, that's really an upsetter.
Yeah. Word is Lincoln got 39% of the vote to 40% of the vote. So I don't know who Lincoln is running against. So
now, how about is P. Lousy up for a re-election this time around?
Oh, I don't think so. If she was, okay. you'd be hearing about it somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Darn it.
Anyway, there's just so much to talk about. I've had some people emailing me some things. You know, people are starting to look at how the young people in our country and really around the world are being bombarded with Illuminati occult symbolism. And mm-hmm. I did a couple of shows on this, I'd say about 2 months ago. And I was actually referencing some really good video analysis of these techniques that are used by a lot of the... Now I got another message coming through here.
Are you referring to like a subjective way of brainwashing through video where it's in between the frames?
Hang on, we have an interruption here. Okay. Nazi P. Loosely is running, evidently.
Whoa. Woo. Holy wow. What is the story on that one right now?
So I guess
how's it looking? Like any data on that election yet?
My chat window has turned into a ticker tape here.
That's great. Great. Let us know if
pretty soon we're gonna
have any results available yet.
We're gonna have to run a crawl at the bottom of people's their headphones. Anyway, to answer your question, it's kind of overt, but it's become such a repetitive technique,
sure,
that it's taken for granted that these young kids should just expect to see this.
There's constant bombardment with the senses, Don.
Yeah.
Both visually and audibly as well.
There is a rebirth of the general theme of the old film called Metropolis.
Right.
And they're robotizing all of these
mm-hmm.
these music stars or icons, if you want to call them that. They come out dressed in robotic gear, and there's a face flap that snaps open, and then the sides of the helmet snap open, and basically, you know, they're disrobing from this machine-like personality, exposing what's inside. Well,
droids.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the symbolism is quite obvious, but it goes on throughout the performance. All kinds of satanic symbolism.
You mean you're seeing this done on a lot of the videos coming out now?
The music videos? In the videos.
With concerts, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The whole show, huh?
Yeah. You know, they're using, taking the two thumbs and putting them end-to-end, touching the index fingers on both hands together to mm-hmm. form a triangle representative of the pyramid. And then you take your eye and
this is common themes now with the shows too on a lot of acts.
They're doing this everywhere.
Really?
They appear on the Country Music Awards or Grammys or any of these
the Grammys you would
events.
Expect.
And they're all doing it. And they're explaining away kids giving the sign of the satanic horns with their song, holding up their little
That's been around for quite a while. Yeah,
you know, oh no,
it's so lame.
Oh, it means I love you in sign language.
Sure, peace.
Yeah, so
the modern peace symbol.
You've got those games going on, and there are a lot of kids doing it, you know, really ignorantly.
Course,
if they don't really know what they're doing, but you see this over and over and over, politicians doing it.
Yes.
Now, when they hang out at Bohemian Grove, actually there is certainly a different meaning to this. When you see a Russian leader meeting an American leader in some formal treaty signing ceremony, and they're waving to the crowd, giving the sign of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're putting their mark.
Even heads of corporations, CEOs, photos of them too. And it's a frat sign, Don, for the big boys.
Yeah.
You know, in their big dark league that they play in. That's one of their frat signs.
You know, I mean, it holds no power over me, but what's ridiculous is that
that's right. Oh, but it's blatant in our face that they're Luciferians.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's the bottom line to that. And they're arrogant about it now because they feel they've established themselves sufficiently where there's no any kind of resistance will be futile, as they say in that Star Trek series.
Yeah.
With those droids, they're, you know, it's all, they do want to get these kids hooked on to electronics heavy duty so that they're willing to accept implants. And then they can gradually take them over, just like, what do they call them in Star Trek? Some kind of Borgs. And that's, and so there you have it, Don. That ties in, now that's older than these modern acts, music acts doing their shows with this Borg theme. So there you have continuity with that theme going on for many years now. So, you know, you're right on the money with that's part of their agenda for taking over the young generation.
Mm-hmm. Now, that this one particular website actually went you know, really deeply down the rabbit hole and exposed a lot of the different acts and show. They show how, let's say, like Beyonce and Madonna and Britney Spears and Kylie Minogue are all using this symbology in their acts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of hidden symbolism in the decor, the backdrops, and, you know, they have sort of a pop art type of...
Sure, that, for portraying it, sure.
That's fragmented. It's not like a continuous curtain or a complete design.
Oh, okay. So they kind of fragment it around the stage, huh?
Mm-hmm. And as you get different shots and different reflections according to how they operate the spotlights and the stage lighting, it accentuates certain things, and you look very closely, and you can see the demons embedded in the artwork. Adding color causes them to jump out.
Unfortunately, the industry is pretty dark today.
You know,
God willing, we're going to turn that around.
Yeah, the symbol of Baphomet, and getting these acts. I saw a particular video of Kylie Minogue, where she basically. Kneels down on the stage and then leans forward, and she holds her arms in a very strange position to give this illusion of that character. You see,
mm-hmm.
So and then they're
playing a role.
Yeah, so the symbolism is there. Now people don't see that consciously. Only someone who's really paying attention to what's going on notices that. But it's really permeated the industry. It's not it has nothing to do with music anymore.
Unfortunately, the talent doesn't either.
Well, that's what I mean.
I know, Don. But you know, the music lacks so much. You know, I mean, there's a lot of good music out there. But generally, you know, you catch these pop tunes. They call pop tunes today. In general, generally speaking, they're lame. So lame, and. The singing, I mean, where's that really nice voice? And it's hard, and the quality of the music and the tune. If it's going to be pop, it should be always nice and catchy and make you feel good, unless it's a ballad and it's going to have the opposite effect. But or it could be a romantic ballad, which is always positive. And it's lacking that. But then the performance when you see the act, you know. You want to see real entertaining. You don't want to see this nonsense.
Yeah, if you go to see someone that plays a guitar, you want to see some some technical acumen and
wizardry there. That's right.
You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be fast playing. You know, just clean. You know,
quality.
Something
that's right.
Something that's appropriate and does something to uplift the art. There's nothing about art involved in this. It's very synthetic, and it's for the head. You know, it's not for the heart. That none of this stuff touches one.
Yeah, it's
one
it's
heart.
It's more for trance, Don.
Mm-hmm.
And not even so much for the head. It's just more for trance. And they're very effective at it. But God willing, we're going to turn that around soon too.
Yeah.
Because the kids need good music, and a lot of times, if I get a chance, I let kids listen to older stuff that's much more quality and everything. And they're always very impressed, of course, because who wouldn't be? All that music, so much great music that the poor kids aren't aware of. And so we have to do all we can at the same time to protect these kids from these influences, straighten them out, any chance, influence them with thinking ability by stimulating them with good conversation and interesting ideas. It's always great. You know, I remember a few years back when I had some neighbor kids, and they were just early teenager, and I kept hearing, I was working on my truck, and I kept hearing the F word. And I look over, and I'm like, yeah, that is those kids. And they're sitting on the front porch of a neighbor, and the one of the daughters is in with these young guys. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, God, they shouldn't be doing that around a girl. So I heard it enough times where I walked over, and I said, hey, who's swearing over here? And they just clammed right up. They thought they were going to be in trouble, I guess, or something. And I was acting a little stern. And then I just said, look, guys, you know, I know you think it's cool because adults do it, but it's really not. You know why they call it cursing? Because every time you do that, you're cursing yourself. And so they started thinking right away, but I got back to working, and then I thought about it. I said, that was a little too tough on a kid. So I got them back together, and I talked to them, Don, and I explained to them how things are, that as they grow up, there's going to be a lot of things that appear to be cool, but you'll find out aren't, and they're not going to be good for you in any way, either physically, healthy-wise, or financially. And then I started explaining to them about living virtuously, how there's seven virtues and seven vices, and the seven vices is what takes everybody down, and seven virtues is what's going to build everybody up. And I explained to them about George Washington being protected, being shot numerous times in a big battle, and never got harmed by any of the musket balls. And most of the time, the kids were very, very impressed, and then sure enough, Don, even weeks later, running to the kids here and there, hey, Mike, what were those five virtues again? And I say, no, it's seven. And so I tell them what they are. And right away I say, see that? It's working. Planted some seeds with these kids. Because like you say, Don, you know, the kids, they just basically are kids. So they don't know anything except what they're taught, like any of us. And so it's important to make sure any chance we can take advantage of working with kids. Give them good positive instruction and information. And it'll influence them because they're formable, and they're going to absorb it all, and this information will prevail over the stuff they're being brainwashed with, and it's great to neutralize or de-brainwash them from the public fool system in particular, and then all the TV watching on top.
Mm-hmm.
And video games.
Yeah. Well, there's a pattern going on there. You know, I don't watch TV except just to quickly take a glance at what they're reporting about major events, and pretty much you see that they're not reporting about major events that are occurring, other than to spin the story. And
talking about the snooze? That's news with a snooze.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what they do. They put you to sleep.
Yeah. And then you notice, you know, if you look at the schedules of movies, there's a pattern of showing war movies for a few days straight, and then they're showing outer space movies. And sometimes it'll be, you know, movies like Alien or Alien 2, Alien 3.
That's right.
And then
vampire, werewolves, and demons, and murder type.
Yeah, they go into that, and then they go into
scary
Superman.
Scary butcher type movies.
They hit you with Superman. Then they glorify organized crime, and you'll see the Untouchables and Goodfellas, and they'll show a lot of murder and crime.
Yeah.
And
it's rare to see a real good movie that just. When it's over, you feel really good. If you're going to sleep, you're going to have good dreams, no nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare to come across a nice quality movie as well. And it's obvious, Don, when you're looking, as you're saying there. You see, that's observation, and that's what they bombard us with. Fear, and these movies are a lot all fear-based. And there's the old fear pattern that they're constantly trying to establish among the minds of the masses. And obviously they're doing it quite effectively. And you got to tune out of that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And God willing, we'll take that industry over too. I hope to live to see the day where great quality movies start coming out, where you have good angels kicking butt, beating bad angels back into the hell pits. And where good always triumphs over evil, you know, and where virtuous living proves to be the powerful way.
Well, that's what Leave It to Beaver was about, and the Andy of Mayberry, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, Don, for sure, we'd Leave It to Beaver. But, you know, when I caught some, a while back, some replays of Mayberry, and sure enough, here you have one show where there's a lady coming in from Washington, D.C., an employee of the federal government to administer vaccines, okay? But the people are reluctant to take the shot. And so the sheriff's trying to persuade him. He's kind of smitten by the good-looking gal there, so he's trying to help her. And as a sheriff, he's trying to tell the people, hey, you know, if you don't take the shot, you could die. And I'm like, there it is. Way back then, Andy Griffin, Sheriff Taylor there, giving us the global UN propaganda, commie propaganda lie. And then they did another one on gold, how they had gold being transported through his county there, or his town. Interesting, a sheriff's only a sheriff of a town instead of the whole county. And on the show, it seems like. But you got gold coming through, and so they do the stories about gold a little bit. When he's at the end, the message is, it's great to see the government taking this gold and safely going to store it for us somewhere else. You know, after, of course, it's the confiscated gold and everything from the FDR period. And how there again, commie Hollywood telling the Americans at that time, look, it's good that your gold was taken and now the government's going to safely secure it for everybody. So our country's better off. And of course, it all ended up in London eventually out of Fort Knox. So that, so much for Mayberry there, pal.
Yeah.
But you see, when you're looking, how you it's there, you know? Soon you can spot it easily and say, look at commie, the commie UN global crap line right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm still getting messages here from
any updates on P. Lousy?
Well, it seems to be... I can't keep up with these messages. Every second there's another one popping up. That's not the nature of this show.
Good to have an exception once in a while, Don. It's you're doing important service for everybody right there.
Well, as soon as I get an update, I'll you know, here. I'm looking for something I want to play here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. I have a clip that I want to play of, it's actually a Bob Hope quote. And I have to
go. You know what's interesting with Bob Hope, Don? And I believe this is to be true. He was set up as a church. He never paid any taxes.
Well, that could have been because he was Bryce Taylor's handler in the MK Ultra sex slave mind control
program. Well, that all fits together now real easily. See, that another phony.
Yeah.
From England, too.
Yeah, and for anyone out there that wants to learn more about that, read the book, Thanks for the Memories.
There you go. And there he is out there entertaining our troops. Oh, what a guy. Entertaining, risking everything, getting out there to entertain. Boy, what a risk. Where it's our troops getting caught up in this UN global conflict crap and foreign war activity, getting shot up and maimed and everything for what? Told that they're defending our freedoms, while the whole while all they're doing is helping globalists take over the world further, as well as gain more control over the drug trades in various sections of the globe. And so thank you, Bob Hope. Yeah.
Well, I have the clip here, and this is a very short clip. It's only about 24 seconds, and I'm going to play this here. This is a comment about zombies, okay?
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible, because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I was going to say, you mean like all our congressmen and senators?
Yeah.
And presidents and judges?
Yeah. Now, there's another story here. I don't know if you're aware of this. I'm gonna play this here. Have a listen, folks. This is a border
crossing.
Which
country am I citizens? Canada.
Well, what country are both of you citizens is what I'm asking.
Both of us are from Canada.
How do you know each other?
We're married.
Where are you going today?
Fashion Outlet Mall.
For what?
For shopping.
Where at?
Where in, what is it? What's the address?
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls.
Which stores?
I don't know. Does it matter?
All stores?
We haven't set out our
Use your keys, please.
My keys?
Yes, your keys, right now. Your keys. 1022 to wing 1, 2 occupants. United States of America.
No, I understand, but
okay,
I'm...
Okay, so if I ask you questions, I don't expect to get responses like, does it matter? I expect to get the responses of the questions...
You ask me which store I'm going to.
Yeah, if you're...
I don't know. I don't know which store I'm going to.
Be quiet. Get out of the vehicle.
Okay.
Any weapons, any phones on you?
No!
No, leave them all in the car. Leave those headphones in the car.
Okay.
Right, over this one. Over that way.
For what reason?
Take a seat.
For what reason?
Take a seat.
Ridiculous. I said, why do I have to sit down? Take a seat. Why do I have to sit down? Take a seat.
Okay.
One Elm Drive in Mississauga.
Where are you trying to go today?
We're trying to go to the Fashion Outlet Mall in Niagara Falls, I believe.
Okay.
I'm not sure. He asked me, the question that I was asked was, which store am I going to specifically? I don't know. My wife and I are just going to walk around the mall. And I was told to come and sit down. I asked, what's the reason? He just said, he kept yelling, this gentleman right here kept yelling, sit down, sit down, sit down. So he wouldn't give me a reason.
Well, if the officer tells you to do something?
Well, I need to know why.
Hold on a second, okay? You're a Canadian citizen.
Yes, right? I am. But I'm not going to obey orders if I don't understand the reason for them.
The officer tells you to come inside and sit down, you come inside and sit down.
Uh-huh. Okay? But do you understand where I'm coming from? Like, why?
Because we're going to interview you.
Okay. On what ground? Like, what?
We don't need any grounds.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Okay. This is the United States. I'm sorry.
You don't need any grounds for your actions.
Absolutely not.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Are we causing any bodily harm to you?
No.
No.
Am I causing any bodily harm to you?
No.
Okay.
When the officer tells you to do something, you do it.
And there's no reason required?
Absolutely not.
Well, okay. Okay.
Okay. And...
So what am I supposed to do now? No, because you don't, like...
I'm just trying to make sure you...
But you just told me you don't have to give me a reason for what you're doing.
You're absolutely right, I know.
So then what are you trying to, like...
I'm gonna interview you.
Okay.
I'm going to check you.
Uh-huh.
When I check, probably dump your pockets and make sure...
Okay.
For safety purposes.
Okay.
Okay. Ma'am, take a seat for me, okay? Is this your girlfriend?
It's my wife.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to verify your intent. That's what we're doing.
My intent's clear, but you can verify.
Your intent's clear?
I'm going to go shopping.
Okay, that's what you say.
Okay.
Unfortunately, in my line of work, okay.
I work with law enforcement agency all the time in Canada, so I know your line of work quite well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know how the law works a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Canadian law.
Well, no, I know the U.S. law, too. It's not like I'm coming from Iraq or something. You know, Canada's not so much different than...
Really?
Really? Have you been to Canada?
Keep digging there.
Have you been to Canada? Have you been to Canada?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and it's so much different than the U.S., is it?
Listen, we have to worry about terrorists, money, drugs, illegal...
I'm not a terrorist.
I didn't say you were.
Okay, so I'm...
Just telling you things that we look for.
I understand, but you're looking at the wrong guy.
Do you think that everybody has, like, a terrorist on their forehead? Drug dealer on their forehead?
I don't know.
Alien smuggler?
I have no idea. That's your line of work. I have no idea. I'm just telling you.
You say that you deal with law enforcement.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they don't pick on guys who clearly have no interest in terrorizing their country.
I'm not picking them. I'm just trying to interview
you. No, I don't think you are, but I think you're the first level person who was interviewing.
We ask very detailed and personal questions.
Okay.
Just so we can verify what you say. Okay, example. Where are you going? Blow my uncle's house. Where does he live? He lives in New York City. Where? Give me an address. Give me a phone number, because I might call your uncle and say, Is your nephew coming down to see you today?
Uh-huh.
This is what we do.
Okay.
That's how detailed we get. That's how personal.
Okay, I've been here for numerous times, never had those kind of questions.
Doesn't matter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Previous times don't matter, okay? If the officer feels like he wants...
No, you want to see where I think their officer doesn't like me and just wants to use the bureaucracy as an excuse
I don't... I don't... We just forget with the...
Well, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here.
I'm trying to talk to you.
I understand. I'm trying to talk to you, too. I'm not being disrespectful to you personally. I think that the there's something wrong with the process. Anyway,
okay,
go ahead.
Well, if you're upset with the process, there's nothing I can do for
you. I understand.
This is what we do. How many times have you crossed within the last year?
Oh, I don't know. I have no... Maybe...
20 times?
No, not that many times. No, maybe less than 10.
Okay. Every once in a while, we're going to send you inside. Inside this office.
Uh-huh.
We're going to interview you. We're going to search your car. We're going to search your person. We're going to, you know, whatever we feel like we the level of search we need to go to.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do. Just to verify your story.
Okay.
And people that say, yeah, I'm going shopping to the mall, sometimes people lie to us.
Okay.
And they say, you know what? And they go meet with somebody and they drop off a load of drugs or they drop
off. Do you honestly think I'm lying to you?
I don't see, listen.
Do you honestly think I'm lying to you?
Do I honestly think you're lying to me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I can't believe, in my line of work, I can't believe everybody.
Okay. But we're talking about me right now.
If I believe...
We're talking about me right now.
I finish?
Uh-huh.
If I believe everybody,
mm-hmm.
I would never find anything. I wouldn't find seizures. I wouldn't find
How many
drugs.
Terrorists do you find coming across the border?
You want to know what? You'll be surprised. You'll be very surprised. I would say three a day.
Three terrorists?
A day.
From Canada.
That you don't know about.
Okay.
Do you think we put every single possible terrorist in the newspaper and say
no,
he was encountered at the Lewiston Bridge?
I'm just curious.
Three, and I'm not saying here at the Lewiston Bridge. I'm saying in the Port of Buffalo, Lewiston,
okay.
Rainbow, and Peace Bridge. I would say three a day.
Okay, sit down, Woody. Sit down. Sit down.
I'm trying to have a discussion.
Just go sit down.
Well, I just wanted to...
No, I'll tell you later. Just go sit down.
The guy was asking which store I'm going to.
I know. I've explained this to him. No. Just sit down. Sit down. Sit down. You see this? It's all unnecessary.
Ma'am,
totally,
ma'am,
totally unnecessary.
Ma'am, you're a Canadian
citizen. Oh, yeah. You're an American citizen. I can shake my head at you, too, man. What are you going to do? Shoot me? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Hold on a second, okay?
That's not a threat.
Is that a threat?
No, it wasn't.
Don't start making threats, Mike.
I'm not making threats.
Okay.
Is he Canadian? Yeah. You're making threats?
I'm not making a threat. I am not making a threat.
Back right now.
What are you trying to do?
I'm not making a threat.
Maybe. Maybe.
Stop.
Man.
No.
Man.
Stop.
I'm down. I'm behind your back.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
I'm trying to be cool.
I know.
I understand.
Libby. Don't worry about it.
Calm down.
Okay. You better calm down real quick.
Libby, calm down. Nothing said. It'll be okay.
I just want to go for
calm down.
Okay.
Right here.
Okay.
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 Sit down.
Okay. I don't mean any trouble with you.
Yeah. Well, that was 15 minutes ago when all this bullshit started.
Okay. All right.
What's going on?
Nothing. I've just been through a lot of stress at my job. All
right.
That's all. I don't want to.
I'm the supervisor here today.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna sit here. We're gonna talk. We're gonna find out what's going on. Okay. Right now, we're in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
You ever been arrested?
No.
Okay. You ever heard of anything called obstruction of justice?
Yes, I have.
Where do you think you are right now?
In America.
More specifically, where do you think you are?
In a prison.
No, you're in an international federal inspection station.
Okay.
Do you think it's a good idea
mm-hmm.
for you to come in here, to raise your voice, to get irate, and then to turn around and threaten? And you did threaten, trust me, everything that was said, we have on audio and video.
Okay.
To threaten a federal officer with physical violence?
No, I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay, and as soon as you pulled away from my officers when they went to grab your arm,
yeah.
Okay, that's assault.
Okay.
Do you understand what's going on here?
Yeah.
You really understand how much trouble you're in right now? You're going to jail. Is this worth it?
No.
A little bit late for apologies.
I'm sorry.
Apologies were when you started to get irate with the officers out there.
Okay.
Do you think we're here just because we have nothing better to do?
No, I don't.
Why are we here?
To protect the United States.
We're here to protect the United States and Canada.
Yes.
Okay, you're coming in to shop
sorry.
In our...
I'm totally sorry about this.
And look what you did to your girlfriend.
Please.
Just
for my wife, please.
Okay, she's locked up too. Do you know why she's locked up? Because she grabbed another one of the officers out there
I know.
When restraining you. So
okay.
She's going to jail too. All right?
Now, I didn't preface that with many comments, Michael, but that was a couple from Canada attempting to come into the United States to go shopping at a mall in the Niagara Falls, New York area.
I can't believe it. Okay. And I'm ashamed to be an American right now, and whoever those idiots are, because I'm going to just be polite, call them idiots, they better be held accountable for and out cleaning the streets and gutters real fast. That is pathetic. You don't know what store you're going to. You know the mall, but you don't know what store. So if you still are suspicious, don't harass them with stupid questions and childish intimidation. Just do a quick search on the car. If you're pros, it should only take a couple minutes, and then let them go.
And follow them to the mall if you need to do that.
There you go. I mean, Don, you know, common sense. How come it doesn't exist with these idiots?
Why did they put these clowns on the Mexican border? That's what I want.
Oh, that's where I was just going. Man, they're that efficient on the Canadian border. But, hey, idiots, why don't you get your butts to the south border? Let's see how good you are there, you bunch of clowns. Homeland Insecurity, right, Don? Is that who those guys were ultimately working for?
And they grabbed the guy's arm, and he pulled his arm back, and they're calling that assault?
That's assault. What a bunch of wussies. And then his wife assaulted him, too? Oh, man, poor little babies. Whoever they are, curse them. Good riddance to those losers. They better be held accountable for it quick. I hope these people are free very promptly.
Now, I'll tell you. This was played on Drew Raines, a Marine's disquisition, this evening. And you should have heard Drew and Colorado Al. And believe me, I'm reserving my...
The archive.
that's the best quality of the audio. There is some distortion. It appears to me that the victim actually had a tape recorder running.
That's where the audio... Yeah, thank God.
It's probably in his pocket. But
well, it's weird is how those pros there didn't even find that, huh? I mean,
just, you know, wanted to go shopping at the mall.
Yep, spending a day.
That's it. But you've got people in caravans going over the borders in the southwest United States.
In droves.
Nonstop, day and night, and murdering America.
Yes, thank you, Don. Thanks for the reminder. That old rancher, poor guy down here a few weeks back.
And to give somebody water, and they murdered him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you bunch of cowards. Get onto the real border where the problem is, you bunch of good Homeland Insecurity. Curse you, Zeke Heil, up your where the sun don't shine, you traitors and foreign agent commies.
The guy says three terrorists a day cross the border from Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are the politicians doing in Canada? That's what I want to know, because those are the terrorists.
They're the only real terrorists. And whoever these three are a week, yeah, what a joke. Of course, they can call anything a terrorist, these losers.
Three
outrageous.
Terrorists.
So outrageous. Gosh, I hope to hear about an update on these people. They better be free and back home, safe and sound, promptly, with total apologies. It's outrageous. I mean, my God. There's no excuse for that. That is so reminiscent of good old comrades in Russia and the good old Nazi boys in Germany, of the way they treat people and intimidate them if they don't bow down immediately and lick their boot when they make their presence known. Hey, pals, don't come around here. Show you. Curse you. Curse you. No good for nothing losers.
You know, the guy has a right to ask the questions he asked, whether they're taken as inappropriate or not. What, you're coming into America, you have no freedom of speech?
He wasn't out of line at all with his tone of voice or anything. He was using common sense questions, and these pathetic losers didn't like that the little peons are even questioning. How dare... It's like the doctors today, Don. I mean, a lot of times I talk with people and I say, you notice when you ask them a question, they look down on you like, are you asking me a question? How dare you? Me, a doctor, you're questioning me?
Yeah.
There's no place for that kind of attitude in this country.
This happened in mid-April this year.
That far back?
Mid-April this year. Now, this recording got leaked, so maybe it came from from the Border Patrol. Judging on how they did their job, I would say likely them that recorded this.
Yes, that's what I would expect. But somehow it got out to the public.
But
they're not happy about that.
You hear the spin? I mean, did you hear him making a threatening remark? He said, what are you going to do to me? What are you going to do to me?
You're going to shoot me?
Question.
Yeah, he was asking me, I guess he was getting threatening gestures because he's saying, you're going to shoot me?
Oh, but they twist that around for the recording to say, you made the threat. Well, at that point, it doesn't do any good to argue with the guy because he's lying through his teeth.
And when he says, we got it all on audio and video, it's like, good, then let's show it again, pal, because you're wrong. This guy didn't threaten you in any way.
Yeah.
And you're wrong. And so, done. Disgusting.
Then
that really annoys me.
There's another story from some time back. I don't know the exact date, but a TSA agent was manning the X-ray machine. You know, you put your carry-on luggage and all of your contents of your purse or your wallet or your pockets into trays that go on a conveyor belt, and they go through this X-ray machine. And somebody spotted some money.
Oh, my gosh.
And took, let's say it was several hundred dollars. They eventually found out they had gotten caught, so this person took $195 to the lost and found. But the lady said she had $300 in there, wheelchair bound.
Oh.
Okay. They got caught, and, you know, nothing's done about it. This goes on over and over. Michael, we got a caller.
Disgusting.
Eve in California is on the line. Welcome to Evident Footprints, Eve. Comment or question for Michael Anthony?
Oh, my God. You just blew me away with that tape recording of that border crossing in Canada. Daily here in California, in Southern California, we are inundated with reports of people that are opposing the Arizona, law that they passed down there. And John and Ken on 640 AM radio nightly is posting some of the things that are, happening in the news and so on and so forth. People have asked that the Los Angeles Lakers boycott the Arizona basketball game simply because the coach of the team, cited by just saying that he only is, representing the law, the federal law, and Arizona is following the federal law. And he said, I have no comments on either side. That's all Arizona's doing. So about 15 people showed up today in front of the Lakers game, all right, at the stadium, or it was last night maybe, at the stadium, to protest, the team from Arizona. L.A. Times ran that story. 15 people, okay?
That's it. Sure.
15 people, and they made a big issue out of it, okay? There was another about 20 people that were there, children that were there from a class because a teacher took them there. So that brought it up to maybe about, let's say, 35, 40. But they weren't protesters. They were observing because the teacher wanted them to see this. Now, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, there were 1,500 people signing an important bill here in California that John and Ken were hosting in, I believe it was Fullerton. No reports on it. No follow-up, no news, no nothing, which is what they reported today. But the bottom line here, guys, is you have a border crossing that is non-existent in the southern part of California. In the northern part of California, you've got this going on, what you guys just posted, or just, ran. This is unbelievable. I mean, I would like to get a copy of that from you, Don, so I can send it over to the radio station that's running this nightly and have them run that piece, okay? That will go over gangbusters.
That's so perfect.
Because they need something like that to prove what's going on in this country. This is crazy. This is absolutely nuts. I can't believe it.
Amen.
This is from one extreme to the other. What kind of country are we living in?
Well, we've been describing it pretty much on a nightly basis. I don't know how much you've listened to
the show. I know you have, but I'm just infuriated when I heard this. It just blew me away because I've been listening daily what's going on here just in L.A. and Orange County. And, you know, we're close to the border of Mexico down here. You know, there's San Diego. I mean, when I get on in my car and drive to the border, I'm looking at about an hour and a half to get there. From L.A., you're looking at about 2 hours and a half to get there. So it's pretty close down here.
I lived in L.A., Eve, at one time for a number of years. And my next-door neighbor had 30 people living in an apartment that would comfortably house four. You know, like a couple and maybe two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 30 people sleeping on the in the hallways, all over the living room, in the dining room. They were even sleeping in the bathroom in the kitchen.
Oh.
And I don't know how they fit 30 people in there, the place.
It's unbelievable.
But it wasn't until I reported the guy performing acupuncture. The guy was a janitor. He was from Colombia. He was a janitor in an acupuncturist's office, and he took some acupuncture tools home and decided he was going to perform acupuncture on his five-year-old grandson.
Oh, boy.
One day I'm outside mowing the lawn, and the kid comes over crying, asking me if I would call the police. And I said, what happened? And he said, my grandfather's sticking me with needles, and it hurts.
Unbelievable, incredible.
And of course, they couldn't come that night. They had to come the next day. But the guy still had the stuff there, and the kid still had the marks all over his body.
They didn't take his kid like they do with all the Americans?
They ended up getting all of them out, okay?
Uh-huh.
Back then, they did something about illegal
aliens. How long ago was that?
Oh, that was a good 20 years ago.
Oh.
That's a lot different now.
Well, you know, clearly they are very worried about the Arizona initiative working its way into your state.
Oh, it is. I mean, the politicians here, it's obvious that they're, you know, against the Arizona bill. But the thing of it is that there's 15 other states across the United States, I read just the other day, that are seriously looking at passing this bill. And I'm sure those 15 states, and then there, I'm sure there'll be many others that go, you know, and do the same thing. But you know what? Do you know where they were crossing? Were they crossing? I know they're crossing from Canada into the United States, but what border were they at?
It was Niagara Falls. Okay.
Oh, Niagara Falls. Okay, so that was then. Okay, that was back east then. Okay.
Yeah.
But still, you know, that needs to be. If I can get my hands on a copy of that, or if you can tell me where, send me an email. I can send you an email. I'd like to get that, you know, over to John and Ken so they can, you know, broadcast that and show people what's going on.
Shoot me an email.
I will.
And I'll send you the link. Okay.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Thank you so much for playing that. I mean, thank you for everything. All right? Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, thanks for calling in, Eve. You have a good evening.
Good night, Eve. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, people should be outraged. And I know I'm getting lots of messages.
Yeah,
you know, we have – I had heard about this. It seemed like it was maybe a month ago I had heard about this, but I hadn't heard – the actual audio until Drew Raines brought it out on his show earlier this afternoon.
It's just too hard to believe. But that has to get a lot of exposure. Go California and everywhere else, because that will show so much about where we're heading if we tolerate this kind of behavior from our public servants in our government. Then the Nazi Fourth Reich and the Bolshevik Revolution will take a major step forward.
These are Gestapo tactics. I mean,
totally.
You know, this couple,
totally.
You know,
SS troopers. Unbelievable. There better be accountability to these clowns.
You know, and you see the CIA games being played with the airlines, where they're allowing operatives to ride on flights. Whether or not they have explosives is one thing. They tell us they do. And look at what's been happening in Times Square. That doesn't smell like a false flag to anybody in New York.
Yes, sir, Dan, of course.
What's happening in the Gulf. Meanwhile, you've got journalists being arrested in Thailand. There's major rioting going on in Thailand. Are we hearing about this in the news? Have you heard about it outside?
No, Dan.
What's published, you know, online?
Nope. Didn't hear about that one. And it's regarding, is it economic strife that's bringing it about, or something, is it hopefully breaking away from the UN?
I don't have all the specifics on it. I've just heard about the rioting, and I know what's going on in Greece has everything to do with the EU.
Absolutely.
And the intentional destruction of the economy. And you know, you have several countries that belong to the EU that were pretty much blackmailed into joining it.
Oh, they all are. I mean, the Bosnian War was, what, the dissolution of this country, Yugoslavia, because it wasn't going to accept the UN dictates, and therefore, well, Clinton had to go free them.
Yes.
Had to go free those people. Same old story, Don. Every single time.
Yes.
And it's, God willing, it's all going to finally come to a head and resolve itself, and everybody will finally prevail. The Lord's will finally prevail down here, because these people are pathetic. So pathetic. And, you know, the ramping up the fear mode, that's clear. With all the incidents you just mentioned, Don, clearly ramping it up, and we got to stay very attentive to making sure no more big false flag events come about, so they can, I mean, they got to be getting desperate to some degree, because I heard some reports earlier where Zbigniew Brzezinski admitted in some meeting somewhere amongst his buddies there that never before have the people of the planet been so awakened politically. And so they must be very concerned, Don.
Yeah.
They must be very concerned, and therefore that means desperate. Because if they see that they could be losing everything that they've been working hard for centuries, then they're not going to walk away from this. They're going to have to try something more drastic in order to subvert everybody. And we have to be totally on our guard for that, and look out for that, and anticipate it, so that people can be aware of it ahead of time, and no one will be surprised, and therefore they won't have the upper hand with it, and therefore will be more reluctant to even implement the strategy.
Yeah. Well, you should have heard Drew and Colorado Al describing these border patrol officers. and they started to use animal names, and at one point Drew wouldn't put up with it, and he said, the guys are warm turds. That's basically what they are.
I'd still be impolite.
Well, there's a stink on the warm turds. How's that?
Well, fair. I'll give you my full opinion.
I mean,
no, it's outrageous. No. These guys are, man.
There's no reason. There is no justification for that. Absolutely
what?
Not.
Nope.
What they didn't like is someone was willing to stand up.
Yes.
For their freedom, for their rights.
Weren't licking their boots, Don. They weren't licking their boots, and that is trouble. We've got to put these boys in line pronto.
Well, there should be a major investigation, and then I'll keep playing this from time to time to remind people. And hopefully Eve will get this out to some people, and it'll hit mainstream, and they're not going to be able to stop it. They're not.
You know, it just reminds me of that Alex Jones video, Road to Tyranny, quite a while back, right after 9/11, some time frame, and there's a clip of a FEMA agent, lecturing a bunch of emergency people, like firemen and law enforcement, and he goes into this rant all of a sudden about how the founding fathers were terrorists and George Washington, they were all terrorists. And these guys were, he actually got these guys to go along with and say, yeah, yeah, you're right, you know. And he says, why were they terrorists? Well, they shot, they assassinated British, the commie FEMA agent said. And here you have this agenda manifesting before our eyes with these commies in our government, blatant commie Nazi scum, actually admitting that they hate the founding fathers. And law enforcement emergency guys are tolerating that. I would have walked down to that guy and decked him right on the spot, put his lights right out, and say, you're a commie, no good for nothing. Give me your name, address. I'm reporting you. And, here you have these border guards now done for Homeland Insecurity. Zeke Heil, do the goose step. And they are clearly implementing the agenda of the attitude that these commies, like this FEMA agent, was demonstrating back then.
Yeah. Well, Michael, we're about out of time, unfortunately. We didn't really have anything planned to talk about tonight. And as usual, everything just comes, it takes on a life of its own, I guess, you know. All these things going on, folks, these false flag events are intended to distract you from all the corruption that's going on. There's just one example. We tell you that these people are mirroring the Nazi fascists of World War II and prior to World War II. And people say, oh, why do you blame it on the Nazis? But you have to leave the, you have to be careful not to omit the Zionist bankers, the Zionist corporations, the Zionist controlled and owned media. And that includes Hollywood as well. Because they'll take an event like this and put it into a movie just to produce more propaganda. Actually, people were going on the YouTube website where this piece is located and making comments that, well, the guy got what he deserved. If you were in his shoes, you would be saying something different. Or would you? Because it's usually the people that are living on welfare and food stamps their whole lives, like our entrepreneur friend, Flair, that we talked about from New Orleans last week. And we talked about him on last night's show, too, with Dr. H. Uat.
The loss of another entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur that is a non-producer. When we did that show, a producers and non-producers.
Yes, sir.
These are the people that are supporting these kinds of tactics. Why?
Absolutely right.
Why do they have to buy into that? You know, it's...
They better start thinking fast.
You know, just to harass and arrest and incarcerate a couple because they want to go shopping in a mall in America.
Yeah. Coming over here to spend their money in our country and enjoy our hospitality. And there you have it from our friendly Homeland Insecurity, Zeke Heil, do the goose step, loser.
Now, ask yourself.
I got to be polite here.
Do the people sneaking over the border from Mexico and whoever makes it by sea to Florida or anywhere in the Gulf area there, are any of those people being treated like this?
No, Don. Red carpet treatment all the way. Carte blanche. All the way. But if we happen to go into their country, boy, do they accommodate us by speaking English everywhere, no matter where you go, and give us free medicine. And if we hang out long enough, even free education for our kids and even help us get a nice job, some kind of job quickly, do they accommodate us like that, Don? Or do they throw our butts right in prison if we are invading their country illegally?
Well,
which
first,
is it over
first,
there?
First you get robbed, then you get assaulted, and then when you go complain about it, then you get arrested and thrown in jail.
There you go.
To rot.
There you go.
Till you can get the word out to somebody. It's happened time and again to people. Doesn't
That's
happen
right.
to everybody. but it happens quite often.
It's a common story down in that country, and yet, for some reason, we as Americans, United States Americans, we have to allow them to stroll right in and greet them like they're long-lost relatives and roll out the red carpet and stuff, and it's outrageous, and accommodate them no matter where they go with their language. Nah, don't bother learning English. We'll speak your language. Give us some time to catch on. And sure, don't worry about that here. You know, take this job. Americans don't want it. And just go to their schools. Don't worry. We'll pay for it. It's on us. Enjoy your stay. Incredible.
And you know, they're pushing this politically, especially down there in Los Angeles.
Oh, it's...
Many of the city councilmen that were city councilmen when I lived there are still in the city council there. And they're talking like revolutionaries, okay? Like the Castro regime that overthrew Bautista in Cuba. They're talking like that, okay?
Yes, it's that extreme. I heard some of it recently. And where's Homeland Insecurity shutting them down for acts of potential terrorism?
Oh, yeah, see? Now,
but they got free speech for some reason, don't they?
And they're going to say, well, they're going to get their country back. And they say things like, die, old white people, die.
Yes, and we'll come after you with our pickaxes and stuff, I think. And
But you don't hear them mention the invasion of the Spanish.
No.
And the murder of millions of indigenous people here. In this country.
Don,
you don't hear that, do you?
You're not supposed to talk about it, Don.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, you know, you're not supposed to talk about this. It's okay. We'll pretend they're not here. Don, you know me, pal. I'm ready to hang all these traitors a long time ago. I'm just waiting for the rest of the Americans to get up to speed because I want to see these good-for-nothing traitor, racketeer, and SOB scum, devil-worshipping, pedophile bastards and the female equivalents to be hanging after convicted of treason and racketeering and swinging in the air, doing the air dance to the Star Spangled Banner. I'm living for that day because these people have taken a country with such great potential and they are just extinguishing it every chance they can, in every way they can. And the American people, unfortunately, were participating for the longest time. And, of course, for the rare percentage that are few and far between, that are attentive and alert and well aware of the whole problem, the enemy within, and how they function and operate. The rest of the Americans took a long time to finally stir, but it's looking like they're stirring based on the elections tonight. God bless them all.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'll have a report by tomorrow. I imagine all the polls are closed now after they figure out which machines didn't flip the election. there may be some cast outs or castaways. That would be a good one. And I think the ones that have been voted out of office and are known to be infiltrators should be arrested for having been infiltrators.
Hear, hear.
You know, and you can start with McCann. And I suppose if I did the sphincter's genealogy, I'd probably come up with something similar, wouldn't I?
Don, I guarantee you, pal. 5 will get you 10, as they say.
All right, Michael Anthony, I want to thank you for being on Evident Footprints tonight. We are out of time. As always, it's been a pleasure. And you're going to be with us next Wednesday, the 26th.
Oh, great, Don.
Man, this month is flying, isn't it?
Time is definitely hurling by. And so I hope everybody's making the best of it, Don. It's always a pleasure, a lot of fun. Thank you very much for having me back on.
All right.
God bless.
All right. You have a good evening, and we'll talk to you next week, if not sooner. In the meantime, folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and tonight's special guest, Michael Anthony. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com for making Evident Footprints possible on their networks. We appreciate your broadcasting the show either live or in an archive form. Also want to thank Don Newsom for the sound tonight. Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible on bbsradio.com. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. And that includes Eve in California. I wish everyone a night filled with peace, Love and Light. Join me tomorrow night for my special guest, Mr. Drew Malone Raines III. In the meantime, have a good night.